football on off the ball.
I was at Wembley in 2013, I think it was, when Wigan beat Manchester City, but ultimately got relegated from the Premier League. Where would Wigan fans rather be now? Would they rather be in the Premier League, or would they rather be as an FA Cup winner?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hello, it's Misha Grania McElwain, agus is Bralam Lorch Ladini. I love interviewing people to find out what motivates them to do the things they do. Tugging sport spragu dunya. Sport inspires us, and sports people are like the rest of us in that they have highs, but they also have a lot of lows throughout their careers as well. In this bilingual podcast, be Misha Glorch Ladini de Frula, o Sport de Frula. Tasulagam gumwini shiv saltas. I hope that you enjoy. Falcha. Isina Eldanak e Jamie Wall. As Corka, Jimmer Chappelle agus Omanch the Hyundai, starring for both the minor footballers and hurlers before winning 3 Munster under 21 football titles. In June 2014, 3 days after playing in the Munster Intermediate Hurling Final for Cork, his life changed when an infection on his spine led to immobilisation from the waist down. Huishisha imanishdiokt, agus I fehe is a shakjeg, vishimar wanishdor or urun holoshta, kolosh the wordagan small, Mary I, and would lead them to the Fitzgibbon glory for only the second time in their history. He would repeat that success again, winning a third title in 2024. Trenal shimar wunshur, skola, agus tashi savlin yarinok ek trenal marliador. Jamie, falta road, go off the ball. Mona will atna again dinner art. Cut the fish of the raw food.
Raw food? Ni lisagum, man. Sulu will make she magalore rock. I still could look just, you know, raw. I still could will me, I still sim morgum in some coming look last quail. Is sport beginner alta, I still August just kind of. I'm a Teresa spoke with a couple of Duglan a very gone because I'm kinta on a quid Duglan Ella San Austin, Akis Doka Tommy Teresa Ilal, Magalorlo, Gadisha Irenos. So yeah, she stuck a shin Padjok or Ogan forward to Dina to Zulu Gomarinos.
Where did your love for the GAA come from?
Decker raw, really. I suppose we would have been brought up in it. We were originally County Meath before we moved out to Cork, and McDonald's there in Ballygibbon in kind of one of the great tucks in Meath, they would have been big GA people, and Tony there would have brought me to Meath games. They'd have been my first introduction to Croke Park, would have been going to see Meath in the Leinster Championship. And I suppose just from that, we moved on to Cork, obviously, and sure, Cork is Cork. It's football, it's hurling, it's just a huge sporting place, but obviously it's a huge GAA place. So it's, you know, you're just dropped in it, and you know, you're brought to your club. Every club, there's so many clubs in Cork, there's such a tradition of it in Cork. And you know, I suppose it's just our family are steeped in it. And cousins on both sides have won All-Irelands in the last number of years, Podge and Sean. In Blair and Seamus Kennedy, in Tip, you know, so it's just coming from all sides, really. And you know, it's something that I would always say we're very, very lucky to have, because GA is such a, you know, I look sport in Ireland in general. I'm not just saying GA, but I suppose it's GA for me. That's my one, and it's always been so good to me. I've gotten so much more out of it than I've ever given to it. And it's just a case of you try and give as much as you can to it, but it's always given me so much more.
And when you were growing up, did you prefer football or hurling?
Yeah, that's funny. Like, I probably preferred football, and then we moved down to Cork and would have preferred hurling. And I was brought to the 99 hurling final, and I wasn't brought to the football final. So it was kind of, that was hurling then for a while. And my club would be a primarily hurling club. We do play both, but look, we would be traditionally stronger at the hurling, and there would have been more opportunities as a younger age for me in hurling. And then I just got a crack at a minor team just by chance. It went quite well, and ended up being brought into a 21s team then the following year, kind of, which I wouldn't have dreamt of the year before. I wasn't even on a minor panel when I was 17. And then I was into 21s and I was 19, and just it really skyrocketed from there in the football side of it. So then the football kind of took over. So like, I really would say that like really loved both growing up. And then obviously in the last number of years, I mean, last 10 years, I it just fell towards the hurling more again, back to my own club. My college, Mary I, would be dual clubs and colleges, but hurling would be the primary sport there, and just fell into that. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, but I suppose the way football, the renaissance football has had in the last 12, 24 months, it's hard not to see yourself falling back in love with that again. So like I said, there's no real preference or anything like that. You just go through swings and roundabouts with it. But I suppose I'm more hurling orientated now, but I love the games. Like I love not just the games, I just love what the whole thing is about. Like, and God, like there's times the GA makes me want to tear my hair out, but ultimately like it's kind of like it's like your family, you fight with it and row with it and stuff, but you love it like.
Cad na rudaí a tá tú cinnealaíon cantalach leis an cuma lú tlas gaolfaí.
Oh God, really? I'm a wicked uncle and cash show as Greg, so I'll need to hear second poor for the Dini got to pick our all. Oh, fuck. I know I was talking like Tana quid politiki fo sound. I was talking about Shin Marshin, in or like Mar talking like talk. In a Iena Vigdini, I was talking Binar Gontion, I was, being Dini on a It's like a made bra of being a beanie Aaron coming look last quail. It's like a orange issue the more or less passionate talk. I was not on passionate talk. Shinagini, I was in bra. Nivin on Faro grow other on the rest, Dini size Susan Shaw. I was like Aragon. I was talking knee had knee in the ruddy Shinlum. Knee had knee in the stoker scooper ruddy or have like. Yeah. Okay, Maradona on the politicky than coming than Agra, like O'Have on Slee again in mid in force Akistoka and Tevela, like Neil May a Cormula of Seuss could dull stock the Stoka Nishom Rishin. So Nivalamaveg Garon, Raw Hard, we Ruddy Marshin just. Degan all is talking being too fake it already agra on Fairling a shinny and of Nisfar Ock. Shin Gokrud, like Shin Gokrud the sale of Stoke August, on Pomadu Clasquale, Anawa, Mar, like size Leru, new size Ryer, sale, Aaron, Tashin, like size Mar Derter, Merla, microcosm, than actual, than Ilan, Erfad, August and Schley, and the Mead Ruddy.
As you mentioned, it is political. The GAA is like a big family. We're going to love our family sometimes and we're going to fall out with them, as you said there. But getting involved, and we'll talk about your management shortly, but actually getting involved behind the scenes on a county board, being involved as an officer, does that type of job appeal to you?
Not to me personally at this stage anyway. No, I think I love the pitch, and obviously look, you mentioned that I'm a wheelchair user. Pitches are a fucking nightmare, but I still love them. I went training last night with lads in Clonmel. I mentioned my cousins, the Kennedys. I was training with the boys last night. I brought two of the lads down back to the park, back to college from training, and they were putting the wheels of the chair into the boot of the car, and the car's destroyed this morning from it. But like, I wouldn't trade that for a nice fancy room. It just wouldn't be where I feel I'd be best used. There are people who are much better at that stuff than I am. And this is, and also, I think you have to have a passion for that. And like, my passion is just it's for the pitch. I even find it hard to be honest with you to go to games as a supporter when I'm not involved. I don't. Like I just, if I'm not involved, it's, I find it very difficult. I'm kind of, I really just want to be stuck in it. I want to be, obviously, I'm not like 33 going on 34. I might be looking at the tail end of a career now at this stage, finally, but if I was playing, but when you're not playing, I just love being involved in teams. I love being involved with, as a manager at Mary I, I'm coaching with Clonmel. They're two different roles. And then I'm involved with my club minors at home as like, I've just like very much the fourth or fifth selector there, giving a hand to the lads who are putting in the real time there. But you know, whatever level I can be involved in there, I just love that. And that's that favorite kind of role. So fair play to the guys who draw it on themselves and who take the brickbats there. But I think that might be a bit away if ever.
You mentioned there you're a wheelchair user, but in 2014, your life totally changed when you became paralyzed from the waist down. Cinnte mhór tharla sé sin. What happened? Can you tell us what happened?
Oh yeah, like Toshi Decker, like it's okay occur in Slee, it's okay, feather that a tishkin like Toshi Lera how good for him plea August it's okay nor a Tom a kind free denim my year my heel a rock a him plea fresh and so to put it very simply I got an infection it was initially on my arm it was kind of it got into my body I had an abscess on my spine the central kind of zone there and just did loads of damage to the nerves over the course of kind of 24 hours or so, give or take. You know, without getting into the real specifics of the medicine of it because I don't know is the truth. And you know, I know that even the actual people who do know about that, there would have been an element of it's not the most common thing. So they were kind of, you know, there was a lot of you know, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say being in the dark about it, but there was a lot of, you know, of having to see what responses were to different things and stuff. And that was just, it was just a case of that was nerve damage and damaged nerves were fine. And then over the course of a number of years after, would say, you know, some of your bodily functions got better and improved, came back, some of them didn't, you know. And spine, again, like, again, this is a very much a, of a layman's we say description of it, but like if you think of the spine like two sides of the road, and there's the side going down from your brain to send signals down to move, and there's a side going up to tell you that oh, like John, that bath water is too hot. Don't be sitting in it, and you know, so two sides of the road, and one side was more damaged than the other. So the side that sends signals for me, you know, decide to move around, kick a football, get up and walk, go for a run, etc. That had more damage than the side that sent signals up. So it'd be kind of a weirder kind of injury in that, like I would still be, I would still have great sensation, which is great for me because it means that you're less likely to kind of injure yourself without realizing it. Different small things like that, that I think people don't really realize, but certainly I didn't realize. But then on the flip side, you're obviously, you're not, you need, you're required the use of a wheelchair to move around. You require different mobility aids, and that's you know, you drive a car with hand controls. Those things. So those are the solutions, I suppose, that you're dealing with then.
When you got that news and when you realized this is where I'm going to be now in a wheelchair, how good were you at dealing with that?
Like everything, I feel like the answer I'm giving you to every question is hard to say, but I suppose it is. Probably good enough to deal with it in a lot of ways, but then somebody might say, geez, you didn't deal with that at all. You just kind of put it over there and did other things. Maybe sometimes I think I'm kind of very much an attitude that maybe that is sometimes the way to deal with things, you know, and that you deal with them over, like I'm still dealing with it. I deal with it. I've dealt with it over the last 11 years, 11 and a half years. Jesus, 12 years in June. Now it's more than 11 and a half years. I just deal with it a little bit at a time, you know, the, that old because I've loaded cliches like what the you know the eating an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. You deal with it as and when you can, you know, you take a bit out of it there and then you don't deal with it for a while because if you try to deal with it all at once, maybe it overwhelms you. You know, that's look, that's the way I've gone about it. I people would probably are probably able to deal with it way better. Maybe they go through a way, you know, more heavy time initially, whereas I just kind of broke it up kind of similarly to the way I dealt with sport. I said, I've got to do rehab now. I've got to face this as much as I can, get as much back as I got to get as physically capable of actually living my life in the meantime as I can. To, I've got to learn to drive a car. I've got to, you know, get figure out my way back into sport because if I don't have that, then will I, you know, will I even want to be here? You know, I don't mean to be dramatic with that, but what I mean is like, if I don't have the things that actually make me happen, what am I trying to deal with it for? You know, so I think it's such a multifaceted approach that like it's not for me to say I dealt with it this way or I dealt with it that way. It's like, I'm still dealing with it. I still deal with it. I imagine I'll be, if I'm still alive in 40 years' time, I'll still be dealing with it then, you know? That's the way I kind of see it. That's the way I kind of see things like this in general, you know, those big things that happen. I think look, like I said, that's it's not for me to tell anyone else how to end them, but that's the way I've gone about it and done all right so far.
You've suddenly gone from being able to run football for Ireland, and then now you're in a wheelchair, and you see the world through a different prism, through different eyes. How good is Ireland in helping people that have a disability?
It's not the worst, definitely. Not the best, definitely. But it's definitely not the worst. I think, yeah, like I always come back to there was a great phrase we were taught, like, you know, everyone with a spinal injury, you know, is every spinal injury is different. Or I sorry, it's my own teacher training where we were kind of taught early doors that, you know, like every child is a child themselves, you know, and you have to kind of their experience of the world is different. And I suppose my experience of disability is going to be wholly different to other people's experience of disability in Ireland. I'm going to be, say, like, luckily for me, I have full use of my hands and upper limbs, you know, that makes my life a hell of a lot easier. I can manage some of the obstacles, you know, some of the obstacles that someone else might manage at all. So I'd say, like, but I may be coming at it from a place of some certain privilege with that as well compared to other people. And then there are people who would be better than me as well who've got some use of their. So it's funny, like it's nothing's ever going to be perfect, but I think biggest thing for me is attitudes. And I just think we have very good people in Ireland in terms of attitudes, in terms of helping, generally speaking. People are good, like people are sound, and vast majority of people tend to get the vibe right of, you know, not pitying you, but just giving you a hand. And that's ultimately what you want. You want a hand when you need it and to be left alone when you don't. And I think people generally do get that right. I think that kind of like more effort possibly does need to be made with facilities. You know, simple fact is we've got a lot of old buildings in Ireland, you know. A lot of them can't be touched. A lot of them, for whatever reason, there's obstacles in terms of bringing them up to code and up to spec. But people are happy enough with those obstacles because, you know, a lot of people think that's grand, that obstacle's there and I can hide behind it. You know, a lot of those obstacles, though, are there because, you know, people deem that certain things are more important than other things. That's not really for me to say, but it's certainly a cause of frustration when, you know, you want to maybe just as normal an evening as possible. Go for a few drinks with your friends, or go for dinner with your friends, or whatever. And all of a sudden, you find yourself kind of choose between right and go there, but there's actually no toilet I can access. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go across the road. I'm going to ask. And again, it's like I've always found, like you talk to pubs and pubs, the majority of pub owners or restaurant owners, they almost all know each other. They'd be like, "Look, we're really, really sorry. We can't do blah 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 or upstairs, but we've actually spoken to the lads across the road." And that's again, like that's a solution. It's a solution. It's not ideal, you know, but you kind of it depends on your attitude to it. If you're willing to go and make it work, then you know you can just say, "Yeah, grand, I'll do it." But then some of my friends would say, "Like, hi, you shouldn't have to do blah blah." Whereas sometimes I'm kind of like, "Well, yeah, grand, but I actually want to go to this pub. You know, like that place looks nice. Yeah, it's an old pub, but." The nicest pint, so that's where I want to go. So we're going to go across the road to the door. So it's literally just, it's a case of like, it's so, look, the country is what the country is. I lived in Dublin for a year there last year and like, love the Lewis, you know, because bang on. Whereas back in Cork now, like, and some of the buses, just at the same level or whatever, but that's not life, man. Again, like I don't like complaining or thinking achieve nothing. But equally, like, you know, you would like just there to be a kind of a constant move. As long as like things are never going to be perfect, as long as I'm alive, I'm sure like there's gonna be places you can't go, and that's just part of life. Like there's places everyone can't go for different reasons, you know. That's the way I look at it. I just think you would love there to be just some kind of move towards making things better, but once that's happening, you know, you have to accept as well that, like, yeah, like, and like, even stadiums in Ireland, you know, I find that there'd be some stadiums in Ireland that I just you know, you'd nearly do your best to avoid going to watch a game in, because, like, you know, there's just facilities to watch the game, or, you know, and that's just the reality. And you just think, like, some of them are not old enough for the facilities to be as bad as they are. You know, even watching a game in Thurles for me is a nightmare. You're literally below pitch level. It's the same in the Gaelic grounds. And it's like, just size of players these days. Like, if Pádraic, I used to say, like, if Pádraic Maher was standing wing back in front of me, I could forget about seeing the rest of the pitch, because I'm below him and I'm looking up and he's just there and he's completely in the way. So, like, things like that are, like, you know, so much needs to be done with some of those things. But then there's other stadiums like Croke Park, obviously, Parky Cleeve, the new Park Cleeve. Just an unbelievable place to go and watch the game. For me personally, I love it, you know. Even actually, funny enough, like Ennis, which nominally looks a bit more old and kind of worn down, was they've put in a lovely raised area to watch a game. And I just, those are such small things, but I think when you, again, something you only realize when you're in a chair is that if the people in front of you stand up, if you're not raised, forget it. You know, small bits like that, that you don't really realize till you're there. So small things like that, but some places have gotten really right, but we just have miles to go as well with lots of other places.
Yeah, I have a friend as well, and he would say that it's education as well for people. So they sometimes people will just go into a parking slot that belongs to a disabled person, and just because they're nipping into the shop for 3 minutes, not realizing, well, actually, if I can't park there, I can't go to the shop. Or another thing is parking your car on curbs. You know, it's a real, people don't realize it. We were in conversation and someone said, you know, in a group, and they were saying, I never realized that. And then we were like, well, now you do, because if you do that, it's very difficult for people, their scooters or whatever they need to go on that, on the pathway or on the path.
I used to always wonder, why are the spaces so big? Sure, the cars are the same size as everyone else. And it's kind of like, oh, they hardly need that much space to park their car. And sure, then I realized when I was getting out the chair, I was like, you have to open up the door the full way and get the chair out, you dope. And I was kind of like, you clown. Like, and then I was kind of, so that's why I wouldn't be ever be that peak with people once you just kind of say, like, look, I appreciate you just running in there, but like, I, like you said, I can't go to the shop unless they park here, because I can't park up there.
Yeah.
Like, I have long said that, you know, another solution to that would be, love to see at the back of any shopping car park or at the back of any car park, like 10 or 15 wheelchair spots, because no one's ever going to drive into that. And you'd be like, look, worst case scenario, there are 10 spots up there, park there at least. It's not ideal, it's not ideal, you know, but I suppose, yeah, like that, you just, small things like that, you know, like bathrooms as well, like, you, like, I'd always be trying not to be too tick or like, you know, or indignant about those things, because I kind of always tell my friends when it does come up, I'm kind of like, you know what, if I spent my whole life getting agitated about things like that, I would spend the whole life being agitated, because it happens so often that you actually let it wash over you and you just say, oh. But you like that, you would just love, kind of, you know, it's just a small bit more like, look around, you know. if you use that toilet, there's a reason that toilet door is wider, there's a reason, you know, it's actually not, it's not because I think I'm special and I should have my own special bathroom, like, or my own special space or whatever. It's because I just can't get into the other one, you know?
Yes.
So,
Good year. No, I guess it's educated. Feherall, the Dean, Stahan Balak, Ata, Ictasta, I guess, the Ardalak, Fishin, Banishtiat. Agus coachal, an raibh sin rud a bhí tú i gcónaí gíri bheag, Johnny, nó cén dóigh ar tháinig an job ag colas de mór agan smáil?
Well, ní raibh sé ar méintean is mar bhís cóg agus tóca, like, nó ní raibh is ach blín is fea in ára ar leis seo, ach, you know, bhí mé fós, nór bhí mé ag déanamh an mún tóracht am clap di mún tóracht. And rinne mé a piece of bíogáinig leis an fórn el na man, leis an scóla bhí mé istigáin agus Vider Gulgama Arenos, August Vion on Muntor Avi Mar Banishor Orhu, Dimixi Amaker, Matleave, and Riv on the Lakhanish, New Marshin, August V May, Topstock and McClock to Muntork. So Dort Mayos, just look, sure, Dinning May, come in, sure, in also Brent, sure, Dinning May and Train all Lesh Nicolini. So Vishig, right, like, August, with my Aunt Hanifas, like, booed she day, you know, few, so. So we may like kind of say, oh geez, touch no my glory, we should be shingadas, like, as Vina Kalini Gbragas, just Vishade Yeah, that's it, you know, like a skin of skull, like, you know, come on the one skull, rush in, like, so the shin that's galore, I guess, and shin was shin unpaid for and really in our era, Gorinme, Mar Vanish Door, I guess, and shin just nor Harlish show, no, good Mirash, Sualia, Sora, God, Venus, Akuidig. Rinne piece of yog lesh and firm fifth AM, so all yeah, just really marvin. Well, just ruddy enough, you know. Magus stoka unask shin lemma art fain a nice prohuarish. Agus and shin for my takes who dinna dis the lads of V Mar Banish Tor Aaron Ferns Kalashtar, no V Mar Ron Orlish and Ferns Kalashtar was Dorshe. O Tommy Gimmert to play Lakanish Tra in I goes called Kirky on Wilton Temple, Irvala Chalk Seuss, I guess Court during, I guess, you know, just foolish lads, Faker and Glare. Like, yeah, for Shinga Brass, so Tommy May Seuss, Gideon Mardyke, taking her Glare, I guess, just told me, right, she's telling lads, Magalore. Do you know, I wonder, on the chance of going to the stock, I guess, Ruddy in of letting the lads. I guess, Vichy, like, yeah, Jesus, talk to stock. I mean, honest, sauce to Tussa, I heard the stock Ling. Like John V two Suclosh to Dimmer two Lakupinish lads. So good match doc. August yeah, just be on Boog when Burn Vicaboon and Blean Shin. August Queen Lum Law and Clay Canis in Igol's Columni, Govilus Shadog, York Eamon Creek and Ling. Look, show hey, don't Tommy a Creek, Tommy a Guy Austin ish. You know, August Ration Clay, be my kind of Lakupinish name Rory, because Storm me like, she's like, Vichy the eggy arm, like, okay, talk to stock. It means going, like, I was like, just used to come, like, driving there, like, oh, yeah, don't say, like, I was like, no, actually, do you know what? You know what? Like, hugging me, dating Miss Weaniver, so running Miss Weaniver, I was like, near a vein in Ellis, talking current lawsuits, so, door my right, yeah, sure, dating me, so, I was just, I hit me a stock, the post, and dead me, no, and ish, I was. Just thoroughly shaken, not do it, so yeah. And Harlushe Marshin, I guess, yeah, just like the Soka Viana Furna going on being an age and fresh, and you know, Viana Quintus, Lads Fosown, Lads Casula Ronan Maher, Keane Lynch, and Colm Galvin, Dara Dunham, Lads Marshin, I guess, V Lads Oak, Casula Aaron Galan, and Talk to Stock, so. Just the sites got crud, Jack Michaela, again, Kayla. Of this, you know, V2 on a wobbing is just, you know, current shin size tinna last unit, you know, nor a tahi marshin a gut, nor a tahi ma marshin a gut, like toos rod ain rod. Okay, current shin rod the more in ool that of it's just when me and salt sauce of and shin just let him a ride. V the lads, Eg Oberlum, Sosta, Lanarig, you know, V lads, Mark, Casula, Cormac McGrath, Rahar Shane, August, Dini Ferncombe, August, E on Bortacon, Ish Digley, James Woodlock, and Minore Tibberdorn. And so, like, Vishay, the intro going on Og, like, V Misha, Carablinus, V Cormac, Shablinus, August, Dini, Quiglinus, so, V Mergler, on Og, Akvisha, like, Bruce, Untruss. Post Jaw, August Spanish Deer, the Truer going, Joe Lekela. And so Vishishin on a yes, fresh Marvia McGlair, Estoka, like Egan Label, Kena, Expolum Lekena, August like, no, Viana Sprida going, Mar Fern, Banish Deer. So like Mar Dortmund, North Tangi Marshinigo, which is Stoka, like, you know, August Legov Lina News, like an Omshin, Vina Tahihe Marshin, Stoka, or Vimitreshi Chino Kailunt. No, Nirev Burnagum, Nirev Summer Festus Gum, Nirev Narodi Shin Gum, Reva Gum, Hannafin, Magasin Shin, Dirac Marshin, like Vishi Darash. So yeah, it's like Shin is stuck on Sleek of Gurkumeshtak, Gov Banish Dirac, Douglas Tommy Fosong, Jugnak, Govlina Dirac, so.
We're a big GA and a basketball household here. I have three kids, and they're huge into Coach Carter. So, Jamie, I'm thinking, did you take that Coach Carter, Samuel L. Jackson vibe when you went in to meet those Fitzgibbon Cup teams? Or what was your philosophy when you went in? Was it always the press ups?
No press-ups, no runs. And certainly if I was too hard on the exams inside with some of them boys, we mightn't have had as much success as we had. No, in fairness, like it's funny. I actually, it would have been one of the first films I watched as well, kind of when I was at that age. And it's you do even kind of messing, like you do take things from it, like you do take from everything, and it is something that I'm messing about the whole exams thing. It's something that we take very seriously inside Mary I with the lads, Sean, that we do try to really help, get through the exams, get through the kind of the point of it, I suppose, for me. And it's the real reason why, after 10 years in higher ed, GA, personally believe in it, because take the lessons of films like that where you think this gives them a reason to keep going. The ones who are struggling, the ones who are fine with it and driving on, there's no fear of them. But the guys who maybe are like, more about the core, don't like that lecturer, or I'm struggling to actually motivate myself to sit those exams, being score there, feel like they have a place to go. A lot of them have moved out of home for the first time. That's Mary I, that's UCD, it's UL, it's UCC. It's every, it's Queen's, UUJ, it's every college. For a lot of these guys, it's their first time moving out of home. They're living with strangers, or they're living with guys that they barely know. They're trying to get kind of trying to get a sense of who they are, and they might be struggling with the education side of it. But the sport, the reason sport and third level is so important, is because it helps them get their education. I don't know, do people realize that the huge benefit of it? I think there's so much talk rightly about the standards of the competition and how great they are stepping stones for GA and the importance of them with that. And I believe in all of that. I believe in them as a traditional vehicle, but I also think that people are forgetting that. I think some people are forgetting it, some people don't. I think John Kiely in particular is brilliant on it, but he always talks about it's important for their development as young men and women in the ladies' games, in the O'Connor Cup and the Ashbourne. But it's hugely important for their development as young people. They settle in a place, and a huge part of helping, young GA people settle is having their GA club there, and that's not just the guys at the lower levels, that's the elite guys too. They'll have days where they're struggling to get through their degree, even more so than anyone probably, because they've got less hours in the day. The point of the GA team for me in colleges is that it helps these people to actually buy into a place. They have a sense of place in that, and that's why I suppose we would have a big emphasis then on, you try to help guys, getting their head down for exams. You pull trainings and matches when you know something's on. You get those things right. I think that's the more you go, the more you realize that that's actually what you're there for. It's if you win a Fitzgibbon Cup or a Sigerson along the way, grand. Only those 30 fellas got their degree, like bigger thing, and Keith Ricken always says to me, he says, like, he shows me the Sigerson picture from 2009. And he'd say, like, the bigger achievement is, how many of those 35 guys actually got degree they came to college for, have jobs now, have families, are standing members of our communities. How many of them are, for us, like, that's seeing guys that we were coaching 7, 8 years ago. It's seeing them on the sidelines now in Skeena Scull, in Cumann na bun Scull. What are they doing? Are they giving back? Are they inside those Skeena Scull meetings, like the grading one in Cork last week? Those kind of things, seeing guys go around and actually do that. I think that's what matters. And but yeah, you referenced Coach Carter to start. Like, that was very much his MO was, trying to, it's yeah, playing basketball, but we're actually doing it so that this fella will go to college. There's only one of them going to be a pro, but actually three of them might get an education out of it, and two of them might actually move out of here and, not get out of jail, I think was his thing. We don't have the same, we're not under the same pressure with some of our lads, thankfully, inside Mary I, but you do want them to develop as young people and, live good, fulfilling lives, have, support systems, have, and then go on themselves and do that support. So yeah, For a long-winded answer to just a very good film that I enjoyed, which same as the last.
Yeah, no, I love that film. I really enjoy it. In terms of imposter syndrome, so many young people, so many of us actually suffer from imposter
Going to
syndrome.
say young people, us too, yeah.
Everybody. Did you suffer from imposter syndrome when you went in as a coach, first of all? How did you come
Oh,
to
yeah.
terms with that? Or what do you do to kind of make yourself go, right, I'm well able for this job?
We still do. I think you're always I think you're maybe like fake that sense of imposter syndrome, but you certainly always would be questioning yourself for like thinking, could I do this better? But if you're not doing that, then I think you're guaranteed to actually do it terribly. I think, some days you go to training, games that you've designed, or the mini game or the little game-based drill that you've tried to design, it just doesn't work, and you're just there like, Christ, that was shocking, and then you sit down after. I think anytime something like that happens, when a session goes really well, like you really don't want to examine it, that go home the road buzzing your a session goes badly, like if you actually think, stop and think, right, think, like what I'd often do is like I'd have everything drawn up and written down before I'd do something and go home and be like, was that too complicated? Was it too simple? Actually, was it fine? And was it the way I actually explained it? Did I like, you think back and say, did I actually explain that properly day one? Did I expect them to understand what was going on in my head without actually getting it out? And it could be any one of the three. It could be all of the three. It could be whatever. And now and examine it after and be like, right, Jesus, like I could have done A, B, and C better. It was crap out of me. That was good out of me. Maybe I needed to actually go give your man a. Maybe I needed to be nicer to man. Sitting down and examining the unsuccessful ones, I think, is actually really good for you. So yeah, you might have a bit of imposter going up there thinking under pressure, but I think you're under pressure. If you should be under pressure anyway. I think if you're not under pressure, then you're just fading away. You don't feel like you're under pressure going coaching the lads. No, fair enough. You want to be able to relax and be comfortable in what you're doing, but if the thing doesn't make you feel a bit under pressure, then I think you're to get any better, and you're not going to make those players any better. You're not going to help you get any better. I think, yeah, a bit of imposter syndrome is no harm. It's no harm. I think going around, there's only very few people probably good enough at anything to go around and with that level of self-assuredness, and maybe they don't even have it too, but they're just better at pretending. And I certainly think no. A bit of imposter syndrome is no harm. It keeps you on your toes. It really, it forces you to continuously examine doing and think like, is that actually good enough? There's nothing wrong with actually sitting back and thinking, am I actually doing good enough here? Am I trying hard enough here? That's all right. That's not an unhealthy thing at all. I think just once you don't let it consume you, once you at the end of it kind of think, right, okay, I've put in the effort to that and you can stand over it. And just say, yeah, that it could go disastrously, friend. But like sometimes you're too ambitious with what you've drawn up, and actually you go back and you look at it and you think, Jesus Christ, so convoluted, And then sometimes you're not ambitious enough, and lads are bored stiff. So it's a constant thing. And yeah, there is imposter syndrome, but there's imposter syndrome, Grainne, when I come in here to work. Do you know what? There's imposter syndrome, and I talk to some of my older colleagues, and they say, yeah, you're going to have that all the time. That's work. That's life. That's the whole thing, So, no, I think it's there all the time, and you'd be stressed off your chops. You're in the middle of it, but after it, you can just say, yeah, okay, you're fine.
It's all about the learnings, so and fake it till they make it, as I say as well.
All those things, yeah.
Tá mé i gcéirí leor sláinte anois faoin an trí allianz, mar a caint faoi politíocht agus ag déanú thar analýis ar rudaí. Ómáinithe Chorcaí, bíonn an oiread sin caint faoi ómáin sa Chorca, i Gorca agus cad a bhí sig tarlú agus an mé Liam ag teachtaála an bhliain seo. Cad é mar a rudaí anois i Gorca a capan tosa ó faoi Ben O'Connor?
Galore, yeah, I'd say tá gach in a sauce to galore on Sligo Welsh ruddy egg dull. Bishé on a dacker is some strat. So like narcotic swing of beer air with Claire Canish air and an auric, right? Those are a gach rud whole topic of as Bishé co dacker in the five and a ray two like Dirac in san nomad shin agus oshishin on a dacker mar bonishdor mar imrori mar goctina agus oh like gars fos own igorki kinta agus vi talk to stop the instra agus so like a shin like a queen of her shin vi on a dacker to strag in roll a yin of a gart up first she couple touch point see mangsta it's talk a the goctina Ben Gahara, it cor on a mass Aaron Jobbugs and roll a vee pat and a fin, August on firm bonish dict, a vee own, August stock dinner, a vee own, August and shin, it's like a bug sheet galere a rig, August, you know, vee on a salaire, give me up dinner on a diffrul, a going mar bonish or nish, it ben, no mar in dinner vee river, August name, furonic pat, like Kieran, Gokdinella, JBM, like vee sheets and galere mar. Parson T, Gahumlaan, Diffrul, the Ben. This mm-hmm. Ben, oh Ben, August V Ben, Gabra, Abelta, Aburami Fain, Aburavai, August Ben Shashin, August Vishay, and a Lauder Lichin, August, you know, like Nevlok Moran, Garon, a gum, Mar Kirkyuk, Ohevshin, the Freshin, Mar. Is a shin on job, Behashin on job, a Vig Ben, the Turami Shin, Aburavai, August. Rinishe, no, Ishin Rata, Cat Megarev, on Brisha, Bader, on Brisha Kaikish, Kenegan on Kartagokik, on Sais Naki and the Kurashi Sarish, August Gokdin and Goberg, August Ruddy Vianis Kune, August V Rodinis Kune, Ohev on Kaikishin, August Shin Honik Limrock Sustra, for an honor lodger at Limrock, August Perky Gamak. Lads in art and a bugon in the frul size ni his saw dorna liocht ach better just a eerie ruddy echol. Do you know, like so like Marbonish door stoka takubi ruddy is fiddle all os clehishra. Do you know, Tashbantish in the pointy like a Tora, I don't know if it was the pointy new erwalas right, while I'm rudd a feckle enough. August Neil and Tora and Rudd is tall with the crew of August. Is in Mohor and Finn, fake Ben Furin Limni, fake she Istoka, dance mark and maybe the gimmer tonight Limni, take an Ishra, Sashra, Sashra Moon, Bader, Iknek Anish Moon, Matami Bo on Burt on Nagal for an own, August, Ma Ta Kirk Ig Dollar Igidi, take an Ishna Air, dance mark and Limna Cone Freshens, though, like. Down on Gawking, Treeking, Karkin, Bader Kuig or Baron Kuig or Sablian. Because it's talk of just Shashish here, the store to write Kai May on Panel, Homelon, Ekal, and Chow. August done forward and yeah, Kappa's Fane, Gareth Perky Ganawa. Like the Honest Bridon, Roshi Pupla, Lashan School, was Vishi Gimmer tonight. Galore go furnum lawn nimlock. So Marvanish or Courtney, if you took do it fake in your shin, I was right, yeah, Kyle Brunkle, Oc Lune, Kulin, Oc Kulina stuck Egdera, the entash bondish, like Kuig, Wega, Shaska, Nomad, Kahanawa. So I'm over him, like Badisha, Viantra, Forfa, Igor, Ishra, Forfa, Kuf, Thresh, Kupler, Roddy, Echol. Lodged on panel, Thresh, it took a fiausu, talk couplinus and lads, Og, Newark, Missoula, Tommy O'Connell, Kig, or Efshiao, Leblinta News, talk like Tosnu, Bader, Gokin, Shakish, William Buckley, and the lads Marshin, Pashi Galair, Thresh, Abe, Becta, Aguing, Bader, Gwil, like, in a one, Ella, Condain of a Gurkig, August, is a shin, on lean along, cool. Will Bader go will the lads ta on the lads gart at post ha now or kaig corking the question of shin agru aragru was ma ta she now a shinny enough I guess chance give me up shin Niall Dara and Sean Grant let's give me up Dean Ella Ulu Sheeran Ma Toshi now in the five in a shin a frag or not Keshna shin a fry a fragru, it was the five in a shin a ray too. Like she's not a congruk. Aisín Ráta, right? Tá sé gas like é muin ní ceartú a bheith ró duna in éair agus níl fa tatamach an cuaige. Mar tá orcigán is tócha narána chutínta gatain an orraigh le haig an tibredáinúna bútóirí chréhéan, anláir bútóirí an blion roimh sin, agus limnach bútóirí an blion roimh sin agus i mthir am agus is tócha túair mí an formhar de daoine rána chutínta i mlíine le haig clé ceanna séan. So níl gáda a bheith ró ada as an mark agus teach tú anitreblód i mún. So like tá sé dechar dóibh ach mar chucííoch agus mar duine ag féchan ar méá ar réanás i dtí seo ar an tenú lá déag de Marta tá rudí ag dáil má go leir.
Yeah. When you look then other teams from Munster, of course, we have Tipperary and Waterford playing this weekend, and it was postponed for the sad occasion of Michael Cowden's father passing away. So we sympathise with him and his family on that. This is a huge game, isn't it, for Tipp and Waterford? Because the winners of this, great, the losers of this are relegated. Waterford need to win at the weekend. How do you see this going?
It is, yeah, and like you said, like it feels right to be talking about sport when, you know, when people are losing family members, and I echo that, you know, with regard to Mikey. And Mikey, I know Mikey from my time in UL, actually, you know, he's a lovely guy, and just you'd want to extend your sympathies to him and his family. By the same token, sport is that thing that we all do to get away from the tough things. So it is a nice thing for us to be able to talk about that, and for people in Tipp and Waterford as well. And, you know, so from an importance part of it, I think it's hugely important for both sides. I think we will know later in the year how important this game is when we see how Clare get on. In that Clare either going to have the benefit of being able to pick and choose their games in this part, in that lower league where they are ultimately just too strong for the teams in it, but they're not getting the constant high level of games, versus maybe you're better off in that slightly lower league, because if you're in Munster Championship, because you're then going into the, you know, this really intense Munster Championship, if you're after four or five really intense games, are you able to sustain that? How sustainable is that? But I think we won't actually know till later in the year just how important it is to either stay up, or actually, do you know what? Maybe as long as you don't spend too long down there, are you okay coming in a little bit under the radar and not overcooked? Mm-hmm. But then you don't want to be undercooked either. So it's kind of hard to know for sure. I think, in fairness to Waterford, we won't think the pressure is on Tipp as much as it's on them, just because Tipp do have the ready-made legitimate excuse of, had a long year last year, they had the team holiday, you know, they are going to be slightly behind. As long as Tipp do all right in the championship, about the league went realistically, you know, as last year for Tipp, they were in a very different position. You know, they were after 2-3-4 years. The league mattered to Tipp last year. You could see that in the way they went after it. I think the league matters probably more to Water. It's a more important game for them in that sense. They had an abysmal display against Cork the first day, but then they rallied really well, you know, really strong, really good against Limerick, have had a couple of good, like a really good performance against Kilkenny, didn't get the result. No, that might have been slightly devalued by Kilkenny's display in Galway last week, but it could be said that Derek Ling actually, you know, said that the Kilkenny camp had a bug in it, so it's hard to know how much to read into that either, you know. Mm-hmm. But I suppose from Waterford's perspective, they need to back up those two performances with another one. They're always a dangerous opponent in Munster. They always beat someone, but they need to do more than that. You know, they need to be doing better than that. They're in their second. Need to perform. So I think it's a more important game for them than it is for.
Talking about Kilkenny, how big of an overreaction do you feel is that loss, that 18-point loss to Galway? There was a bug in the camp, and we've had former players coming out talking about how leaderless they are. If you're Derek Lynn and that management team there, what are you saying? What's that emphasis you're putting on Kilkenny's performances going forward?
I if I'm Derek Ng, the first thing I'd be saying is anyone outside the group that are in here training and doesn't matter. And I mean that with the greatest respect. You wouldn't be saying that to disrespect anybody. But ultimately, if you're not in the group, you don't know what's going on. You know, you've only got rough ideas. It's a huge overreaction, I think, that, in fairness to Derek Ling, he mentioned it to protect his players, but he also said, we're not trying to make excuses. But, I mean, it is an excuse, do you know? And I mean that it's a legitimate excuse, because I have seen guys try to play with those bugs and they are wiped. Even the guys who are maybe recovering from it, who might be a couple of days out the other side of it, because, you know, how many of them fellas that were able to play but maybe had the beginnings of a bug or the end of a bug, these things, they rip through a camp. I've seen it. Limerick had one a couple of weeks back, a good few weeks back now, you know, and loads of intercounties, and I saw what it did to some of our guys. They were like laid low for 4 or 5 days. That comes at the wrong time. Forget about trying to perform at even a club level. You wouldn't do it. But the inter-county level is vicious. Like the level of the top guys at that, you never have to be that far off best to get an absolute rinsing. So I think that it's a huge overreaction. I think that people who maybe played in the past don't realize the sheer level the top guys are at now, and that if you're not at it, like athletically, before a ball is even poked, you will not survive. You will be just destroyed. So I would be very much of the opinion that look at the rest of their league, you know, it's actually been all right. This is an anomaly. Like, clearly, if they go and get hammered next week again, maybe we can start thinking, all right, maybe there's something here. If they're not in the Leicester final for the year or whatever it is this year, you know, then maybe we can say that. But I think sometimes a league game in March to be coming out with that kind of a reaction, I just think it's, you coming out with that kind of a reaction without all the facts clearly as well,
yeah.
I think it's a bit much. And I think that it was, yeah, I take a dim enough view of it, I think. And like that, I think it speaks more to my opinion that when you're not in a camp, you actually don't know. It was Derek Ling, I would be circling the wagons and thinking, that's great. No. And I know some people have said that, you know, oh, that sort of isn't sustainable, or it's that kind of motivation. Let me tell you, every serious sports person I know, there is a bit of that in. There's a bit of, yeah, okay, I've noted that now. That's not the only reason you do it, but like, you write it down, you take note of it, and I'd be taking this chance to circle the wagons and say, we've had one bad performance, really, you know, in the last while. They should have beaten the All-Ireland champions last year in All-Ireland semi-finals. They should have beaten Tip. I don't care what anyone says. They scored 30 points, lost by a point to Tip. They lost by 2 points to the All-Ireland champions.
Mm-hmm.
Previous year, they should have beaten there in the All-Ireland semi-final, All-Ireland champions. I think it's nonsense. There can be plenty of other people can go and write off Kenny, but I am not going to be adding my name to that list of people.
Offaly are going to be relegated. Who else is going to go with them?
Very hard to say. I think probably Waterford.
Okay.
But like I said, the game means an awful lot to them, so it's going to be hard to say for sure. But I just think they'll probably struggle with Tip. I think maybe now are kind of coming up that, we'll say, you know, up that performance ladder, getting ready for the Munster Championship. Just think they're a small bit ahead.
So the Vogelmage, the Gaelic all in Agatha, Ostas and East Echilock, Lon Leafa Le Gaelic, no Cain Archer, roll them to the Kid Gaelic.
Latin Leafa, Misha of Noir, Dorme Egdusan Cora, the Rugame Ekuntanami, August Vimer and Bally Gabe, well, Vimer Sanu of Octavius Amok, Nienre Bally Gabe, August Escola Bally Gabe, August, Onimer Shiska Gurkig in Nage of Noka Shocked, August Kermawahar, Misha Stig, Wayne Skull Fresh and Slow. So, just Misha Slowahar, Tom Wayne, Rassi Moamer, Idangani Koosh, so on Nask Shinaguing, Leshen Gwilge, August just Onimer Suse, Dan Mesuse, Laureen Wigan and Milan, Norris Federlund, Madden Mead, Suse, I guess, like, just talk a grog on depression, you know, like, talk, I guess, twice, Tom, twice, to law needs to go, knock will my going for fog, Neil Mabirla for in a confession, Tommy Trace Ruddy, a raw as Berla and Shin, knock will in Gart, the Gorsi Gramady, fresh, and so, like, Mohorum, by him, brief Rudlish and going, and I like, just mad Suse, mad a raw. Dean Eirock de Comad Iglock de Tavodni small gig a gocked in a no Mara Gap and sheet like Shin and Rod Avina Goni or all gum, you know. I'm going force in Mo Hiluk Mar Comad meet Seuss A August Dana meet Eirock de Lesh nor knock Wilshe forfa to a Dana Vier Gresh, you know. August Shin on size on Rod Bowling Oka on Changa. Like a farber to reach, I guess, tall ruddy a tarlu leshen changa, kint a tall, you know, tall size rave load leshen changa egg chocked. Oh, hey, all poor day, you know, a boon may actually led Ban Kayla, Declan Hannon, couple of Shakanoin, Louise, Marvie Declan, McLosh, tomorrow alum, I guess, we may kind lay between podcasts, le how to gale, I guess, on sleeve, good she, de merle, like, I guess. Like it's even though Meshin Martashid a din of Ungrega occur if Vim de Dini August Igdini Tortish Dock Sachak, you know, Ganaveg raw like oh mad Nadini Amakal Shin, like you know, Gwega Follow Hanu Buckley Marshin, you know, come at Joe, Tortish Dock Sachak, Dini Rock Day Allower, you know, Tommy Blair Egg Bain of Europe, you know, August O'Have, so like O'Have Culture Day, O'Have Pod Crayley, O'Have. You know, oh, he have new, oh, he have Kjol, you know, Neef Godot, Ach, if you can turn the lads a kneecap, new, Marshinde, you know, so on size, but she did gain of Erupt, a of a Osar Gore, this Dailala Ruddy, a Tom, Medic Dailala, you know, Tashi did kind free, horsey politicky, you know, Ruddy Marshin, like Tashi, Tashi Kasulish and NWA, again, email first, like, so. You know, Roddy Marshin, O'Haven Sport, like, let PG Cahar, let GA Bio, let Rugby Bio, let, like, it den of Soccer Naman Bio, Pelham Lam Bio, like, Perna Roddy, it was Simic Dini in Inglega, August fake Aaron Schley, a chocked, a hagan sheet, quick on Changa, you know, August Nuratashi did chock quick on Changa and Shin, you know. Her father, you know, her father Rumpu. So, yeah. Shin is talk, Shin says, apparently politically broadcast to go, her son on Changa, and like, her fragger, a question, and kissed, kind of school in Changa, but, I can them, like, if he them air raw, go hard, like, go hard, if he them air raw, raw hard.
Yeah.
It's Bral on me, Lord, Vime, she's in Angin, in Lemma Club. Me, Gomi O'Hin, Teresh and Clay Canish, Usher, Imont, August Fee, Kuiger, Be Kuig, Dana Forna, Butori, Ilair, Noun, V, Dangany Koosh, V, Kilmerton, V, Bolivic Gunner, Limakiligus, Ban, August Vime, Amach, Vime Lasmo, Tig Body, August a kind led dinner just around Ori or Dangany Koosh. I was just hustling me to kind. I was doing shit like, I want to lower that bear. I was like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Bralam lower than show that. Ask me again. Niveen, on Umar Kadesh, and I go, Tommy and Shohanish, Nivex Kun lower, ask bear, let's shock us, then the lads on Bali and show. So,
yeah.
So, look, Shinne, Shinne, I was, you know, Kamad Suse, Shinan, Shinan Fog will shave them. Mar, I was Nisha first, but I was Tinta, Taisaka Machine, Ock.
Well, win tree last, Shannon Falcon, like Will, and Shannon Quarlia, or a hand in a win tree last. Jamie Vijay got hauling a veheg Lorstadt, got a mealy meal of my get.
It's just to go on your precious.
Agus Ganairi and Tarlat like Garford.
For me, my good on your snow.
Shin A. Marshin, Mila Buekis, Le Jamie Asavet, Lord Shlum. Really enjoyed that chat with Jamie Wall. If you missed it, want to hear it back or want to hear from Scarlett Ní Arnine, no Colm de Butler. You can check it out on the OTB socials channels or anywhere else that you get your podcast. But from me, Gráinne McIlwain, until next time, slán agus amhair.
Football on Off the Ball.
I was at Wembley in 2013, I think it was, when Wigan beat Manchester City, but ultimately got relegated from the Premier League. Where would Wigan fans rather be now? Would they rather be in the Premier League, or would they rather be as an FA Cup winner?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.